Welcome to Table Dive, a podcast where we take a TTRPG system we've never played before and take a dive into them by testing them out. Then we give our unprofessional opinions on them so you can see if they're right for your table. Today's system is Break, an incredibly overfunded system on Kickstarter with 10,000 plus backers created by Ronaldo and Grey Wizard. Break is set in the fantasy realm of Outer World. From fighting monsters to exploring the world, crafting magical items, or playing as a murder princess or heretic. Now, we are playing a Kickstarter early access version of the game with a community-made character sheet for Foundry, which is the virtual tabletop we use to play the game. Try to keep that in mind while we're playing it. Today, also, our DM will be Stefan, and myself, Travis, playing with Don and Robert as players as well. So I'll hand it over to Stefan to get us started.
Hi, I'm Stefan. I'll be your GM tonight. We start our game off in the Twilight Meridian in the Glavinus Archipelago. The sun hangs permanently low upon the horizon over an island painted with long shadows and water glittering in the soft vibrancy of the sunlight. The air is salty with the hypnotic sound of the waves in the background. The weather here is unpredictable, sometimes violent and other times peaceful and calm. We find ourselves on the island of Ketsu, one of the smaller islands in the archipelago. All of you were invited to meet the local god Kalami, a well-known god of the island. He keeps the place from sinking beneath the waves and makes sure the island provides plenty for its inhabitants. You meet Kalami in a temple on the outskirts of the village. And you guys enter the temple and introduce your characters.
We all know each other, right? Like, sorta.
Yeah, you guys are all from the same town.
Okay. Well, I'm Travis. I'm playing Jefferson. He is a older teenager from Canada. He found a book on the ground, decided to open that bad boy up, and he got sucked into this world. And he accidentally read the forbidden words in the book, so he's stuck with a few demonic friends.
Hi, I'm Robert. I'm going to be playing Nyx. He is going to be a sneaky chib. He stands 4 feet tall, wearing all dark clothing. He got himself into some trouble, so he's found his way to this side of the world, trying to right some wrongs, maybe make some money in the process.
And I'm Don. I'm playing the role of Kiyomi Nightshade, who is a chib murder princess. Also quite short. About 3'11", wearing some dark black, wearing some black armor, has some, you know, red gems on it. And she is, honestly, she just goes wherever there's stuff to kill. So she found herself in this corner fighting random shit.
So wait, Nyx, you're 4 feet tall?
Yes, I am a chip. I'm very short.
Okay. And Kiyomi, you're roughly the same height?
Yep, just a little shorter.
Okay, I hadn't actually picked a height for my character, but I was thinking like tall, lanky teenager, so I'm like 6 feet tall.
Yeah, but you're a human, right?
Okay. Yeah, so it's good to know that I tower over you, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Nyx, you're actually a very tall chib because they're 2 to 4 feet tall.
Yeah. Okay. I'm on the tall side.
Sure. All right.
Yeah, so he is tall like for a chip.
We come up to your knee or something.
All right.
So you guys walk in. You see Ketsu. Very tall guy. Has red hair. Spiky. Very muscular guy. And he says to you guys, as you all know, the weather here has been slowly destroying the island day by day with small breaks in the weather for us. I need you to traverse to the Undersea Temple and recover an earring It's the earring of Ketsu. While the weather is good, this earring can create storms and keep them at bay. Somebody has stolen the earring, and I need you to get it back. I sent five people before you, and they have not returned. I will take you to this temple.
Like, who stole it?
I have no clue. Once they leave the island, I do not know of anything. I cannot leave this island, which is why I need you to help me.
You said five people in front of us have gone and have not returned.
Yes.
Kiyomi's ears perk up a little bit, and she asks, do you know what has stopped them from coming back?
The temple is outside of my realm. We have somebody has created a dock to it, but I cannot go. It is the only place where they could have left and be that I know of.
Are there things to kill here?
Always such the bloodthirsty one, aren't you?
Always. Always.
What do you mean by kill?
Never mind that. Never mind that. What is in it for us?
Your homeland does not get destroyed. I will also put a feast in your honor.
Can you get me back home?
I cannot. I do not have the power to do so. But I can lead you in the right direction.
All right. I mean, I guess that's a start. I'm in.
I'm going to need something more substantial. Nyx is flipping a coin through his fingers currently.
Well, what would you require?
Enough wealth to never need to go home. Going to continue flipping this coin.
How about we build you a homestead on the island?
Is there land involved?
Can't have a homestead without land. You will have to be helpful with the community, though, to keep this homestead.
Nah, I'm not in the game to help people. I'm gonna need something tangible.
We can give coin, if that's what you desire. But I thought you said you were trying to escape and be part of a new life. I can give you that. A homestead, a community, a place to call your own.
I'm not
and leave
a, I'm
all
not a...
your other troubles behind.
Well, I already left all my troubles, and I can buy myself a new life. I'm not a person to stay in one place.
Coin it is.
Me? I need no more motivation than a challenge to sink my blade into.
I like the way you think.
All right, I guess whisk us away.
Ketsu raises his hands above his head and then snaps both of his fingers. You guys are on the edge of the island. You see a dock. On the dock, all you see is it going off to the horizon where you can't see, and you guys start walking down it. As you go down the dock, you see just waves crashing over a side of something. Just this white water. You guys get a little closer, and you see a hole in the ground of the water with a temple inside at the bottom. The waves are going down and going into nothing. You can't see down on where this water is going. There's a set of stairs that go down into a stone door. How would you guys like to proceed? You're at the very top of the stairs.
And the door is at the bottom of the stairs, you said?
Yes. There are handrails as well. But if you guys jumped off, you don't know where you would go. You would probably die.
Start heading towards that door then.
Yeah, gonna walk down the stairs safely, yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
Do we have clear line of sight, like, across the entire area? And are there any visible threats?
So, on the sides, you can only see waterfalls all around you, except where these stairs are. And then the door. To this temple that's off to the side and water crashing down on the side of it. But where you'll go, you won't get wet.
Yeah, I'm just head towards the door.
Yep, down the stairs.
Yep.
As you get closer to the door, you see two gargoyle type things on the side of the doors, just on pedestals. And then you see a door with no handles.
Is it one big door or is it like two sets of doors with a crack in the middle?
two sets of doors with a crack in the middle. They're huge. They're 20 to 25 feet high.
Okay, huh? Gonna walk up and I guess start pushing one of the doors.
This will be our first check.
Don't tell me it's a might check.
It is a might check.
Yeah, I figured.
The tiny little chip is so bad at this.
Yep. You just gotta get above a 10. Or 10 or better. Or 10 or 10 or lower, because this is a low system.
All right. So I have a 7 on my might, and I get a negative 1 for traits. Does that matter? Oh, so never mind. It says my base is 8 minus 1. Got it. Okay.
Correct. Yep.
So then I'm just rolling a d20 and adding my might to it.
So you, so you'll have to, since your might is 7, it will be 7 or lower.
Yeah, you got to roll a d20 and get under what you're. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Meets or beef.
Whoa, a 2.
And you rolled a 2. So this little 4-foot chib pushes on the door and it starts to open.
All right.
Is it well lit inside?
Yes, so you see it is perfectly lit, where you don't see any shadows at all, but you also don't see any lights or lanterns anywhere. Do you guys want to enter?
Yes.
Nyx is going to turn around and look at them, and he's going to flex with both arms with a big grin on his face.
Yeah, I'll kind of be looking at you like kind of dumbfounded and just be like, how is something so small, so strong?
I'm just going to wink at him and just start walking in.
Kiyomi's just going to roll her eyes.
Did he push only one door open?
Yes.
Yep. I'd like to try to push the other door.
Okay. Do your might check.
No.
A fail.
I failed. And my might's an 8, rolled a 12.
And you push it and it doesn't budge. You don't know why it doesn't budge, but it doesn't budge.
Yeah, I kind of just, as Nyx is ahead of me, I kind of just like look at him and just like shake my head and just like, what the, what? I don't, oh, all right, whatever. I'll follow along then.
Do you guys want to keep this door open? You want to close it?
Just right now, that's our only source of light, right?
No. So there's light everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Everywhere. Inside the temple, at least where you're at, there's light everywhere. There's no lights, no lanterns, but it's perfectly lit.
I'm a fan of closing doors.
I'm a fan of keeping them open.
Yeah, I'm a leave it open. I vote open.
Open.
Very well.
Open it is. So, do you guys want to look around, or do you guys want to keep going forward?
Is this like a long hallway, or...
Yes, it's a long hallway, 100 feet or so, maybe 125 feet long.
Okay.
You do see three doors, one about 40 feet up on your left-hand side, one at the end that goes to the left, and one that goes to the right.
So, as part of my backstory, I have a book. And we kind of discussed this a little bit, where it's about kind of the mythologies of whoever created this place, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So could I use that to look to see if... Basically, what I'm trying to find out is, the people who created this place, would they be a fan of, like, traps and tricks? Or is it just, or are they more of a straightforward people that just, like, fight you?
So, if I remember right, you have to roll.
Yes. That,
correct?
Yes, I do.
And it's a 10? It. 10 think or better?
Yeah, I think it's a... Was it an aura? Or insight? Let's just find out.
Insights to know, remember, and notice.
Yeah, I think it was insight. But I thought it was an actual just roll of like 10.
Insight, yeah. A beginner's tome. Insight 12.
Okay, so you get to roll it as a 12. So
yeah,
roll 12 or better, and I'll let you know.
So, because this is a dedication to learning, do I get a plus two bonus for my purview?
Technically, yeah.
All right. Or, well, minus two, I guess, technically. Success with a seven.
So, can you repeat your question again?
Basically, I want to, like, use the book to know, like, were the people who created this place, their culture, were they more, like, tricky people that would have, like, traps and, you know, puzzles set up in a place like this? Or were they more of, like, warrior people that would just have, like, people defending? So I'm trying to find out if this place is going to have, like, a bunch of traps or if it's just, like, a straightforward.
So the people who built this temple are more of traps and stuff like that.
Yep.
They do have some guard type stuff, but you assume since this is a abandoned temple,
yeah,
that they wouldn't be guarding it at the moment. So it would just be traps is what you should infer.
In that case, then I think I was behind them. I'll have just been walking, kind of flipping through the book, and I'll just be like, oh, hey guys, I just read in this book here that these guys, they were kind of well known for like traps and stuff. So I don't know if maybe we should be a little more careful.
The word of traps, Nyx is going to immediately stop moving.
I'll stop moving too then.
Can I make an insight check to see if I notice any of the traps around us?
Yeah, go ahead. Do an insight check.
Let me see if I have anything for this. No, I don't have anything for that, so... Alright, my insight's 11.
Yeah, we do. We have an advantage.
Do we?
Jumpy.
Oh, you're right. Insight
rolls related to checking for danger.
Ah, so I get to roll...
As long as you're only checking for danger, if you want to look for just anything random, that wouldn't account for it.
Yeah, but I'm looking for traps specifically.
Okay. Then, yep, you get a plus two, right?
No, so I get an edge, which means it's basically like rolling in as an advantage.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Success with another two.
Yeah, loving those twos.
Oh, man, that edge saved me. I would have failed that. The other roll was a 15.
So for the listeners, basically, in this game, you either roll a d20 and you're trying to meet or get under. But then they have things called edges and snags. An edge, you get to roll two dice and take the better roll. A snag, you roll two dice and you take the worse roll, just for the listeners.
So success.
You look behind you and you hear a sound. The water is getting louder. And you walk out the front door and you see the water is rising. And you can actually see the bottom where the water is, where you couldn't before.
I believe in the open door policy, but I think we should close this door.
Why?
And I'm gonna point down. Yeah, that, look. Dead waters. I can't swim very well.
I can swim pretty well, but yeah, still not a good idea to let it get inside. Do we think this door will stop the water?
Let's hope. At least it'll slow it down.
I would say I would close it, but I guess I'm not strong enough.
Well, I mean...
Being twice your height.
Here, I'll help you. Let's both close the door.
Can we both try to push the door closed?
I will give you a plus four.
Okay. You want to roll it or do you want me to roll it?
You roll
it. Whoever wants to roll. Okay, I would say whoever has the highest might.
I'm helping you.
Okay.
I'm actually going to stand behind him and push him. Yeah. Okay.
But
I'm like 4 feet tall, so like I'm like
you're pushing my butt.
My hands are on your butt. Pushing your butt.
Yeah, success with a nine.
Success.
So you close the door and you think you hear the water getting a little further away.
Oh. So while the door's open, the water rises, maybe?
Yeah,
same. Yeah. Okay. Alright, I guess you were right, Kiyomi.
Yeah. Nick was gonna say it. Nyx is going to turn around, by the way, and he's going to flex again.
I don't know. I think that was mostly me this time, but all right.
Yomi's just sitting here, kind of picking at her nail with the edge of her blade, and she looks over at the two of them. If we're quite finished messing with doors, I'd like to get on with some fighting. Can we move forward?
I mean, we could stop messing with doors, and then you can try to fight water.
Yeah.
Can you fight water?
Fair enough. Fair enough.
You cut that water.
All right.
This direction. Ladies first.
I think we'll, and maybe we should go slow. Cautiously.
Yeah.
I'll try my best. So, Kiyomi's going to head whatever direction that Nyx gestured.
Well, you can only go one way right now. It's just down the hallway. But there are three doors. One that's close, like 30 feet up in front of you, to your left. One at the end of the hallway on your left. And then one at the end of the hallway on the right. You guys want to go through one of the doors?
Looking at the walls, is there anything like on the wall, like painted or etched?
It is, in this hallway, it is just flat stone, like a marble almost.
Okay. Knowing that that these are the type of people to fancy use of traps, Kiyomi's going to kind of scan the walls and the pattern of like the bricks and stuff to see if there's anything that seems out of place.
Do an insight check.
And I get an edge on that, right?
I believe that's the jumpy things for everybody, right?
It's for everybody yep. looking for danger.
As long as it's you're looking for danger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, you'll get a plus two.
You just get edge, not plus two.
Oh, edge to edge. Yes. I keep mixing that up.
You didn't roll that with edge. So when you roll, you got to click the word edge from the character sheet.
Oh.
And it will roll it with edge. Dang, a zero.
Oh, I guess, yeah, that's possible, isn't it?
Sweet.
So you look around, and you don't see anything that looks dangerous at all. The walls are of one sheet of rock. You don't see any cracks or anything in the walls, just where the corners are in the walls. That's it, where it meets the floor.
All right, so Kiyomi's going to call out to the other two. Let him know that there's nothing, you know, nothing that looks like a trap could be embedded in the wall or anything like that.
Yep. Let's just carry on then.
Yeah. I'm assuming we're going to the closest door?
Yeah. We have no idea where we're going, so pick one at random.
If you're going to the closest door, it's like 30 feet up on your left-hand side. It's a beautiful wood door. Looks like cherry. Kind of have a reddish tint to it. Does have a knob this time. Somebody want to open it up?
That sounds a little too inviting.
The knob, what's it made out of?
It looks like it's made of brass.
Well,
I got an idea, guys. Let's all back away for a second.
Okay.
Fine.
All right, we'll back away from the door. Back. Yeah, and then I'm going to be like, Squire Marlowe, does it work? I need to give you a grit check, I think.
Yeah, that's your familiar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll have to.
It doesn't say what the grit is, though. Just a general success. So let's do that. Ah! Failure.
With an 18.
Yeah.
So, doesn't that person come out and just hurt you real quick?
No. That was the other thing. Marlo is my squire. If I fail the roll, he can't come back for another 24 hours.
That sucks.
Rip.
Yeah. I'll just kind of look down and just shake my head and be like, I guess he's being fussy today. Never mind.
Dumb squire.
I want to go up and I guess I'll just touch test the doorknob.
Yeah, just turning it and then not opening it. Nothing happens.
All right,
you just feel the doorknob turn in your hand, and then it snaps back when you let go.
I'm going to open the door and push it open, but not go in.
Nothing happens. You do see the same light that's filled everywhere, and you start to notice that you don't have any shadows. Like, you see no shadows at all.
Huh. gonna walk in.
You walk in, and it looks like a conference room. There's a big table in the middle with chairs all around it. And then you see a door to the right. Same kind of door.
Okay. How many chairs are at the table?
12.
Is the table round or oval, square?
It is a rectangle table.
Okay.
So there's two chairs on each end and five on each side.
Do the chairs look like they have a lot of space between them, or does it fit snugly into this table area? Like it's meant for 12 chairs.
Oh, there's plenty of room.
Okay.
Yeah, plenty of arm room between the chairs.
What else is in this room?
That's it. Just this table with the chairs.
Gotcha. Yep.
And just the one door?
Just the one door.
Is it a wooden table?
It is. It's the same cherry-like wood. Same thing with the chairs.
Does it look pristine or rotten away?
Pristine. Like nothing's touched it. No scratches, no dents, no anything.
Hmm.
Not even one cobweb.
All right, I'm going to head over to the other door.
Yeah, Kiyomi's going to kind of look around and say, you know, this room seems pretty unremarkable.
Do you all enter the room?
Yeah, does the door look the exact same? Cherry wood with a brass handle?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, I'm going to open it up.
As you try to open it, you see on the door these lights that show up that say 3-1-3. And it doesn't open. And the other door closes.
And the other door closes?
Yes. And as you see the numbers, the 3 is on your left-hand side. The 1 is on the top. And the other 3 is on the right-hand side.
I'll just kind of mumble to myself, be like, 313? What?
I'm going to go back to the other door and try to open it.
Why would an old band be here?
As you go to the other door, you can't open it. The door handle turns, but it doesn't open.
Kiyomi looks over at Jeff. You, strange man with the book. Does it say anything about this?
Let me take a look. Although, to be fair, I'm not the strange one. You guys realize you're like 4 feet tall, right? Bug full grown.
What of it? Our people are very numerous here.
I guess that's fair.
Nyx is going to try to move one of the chairs. Do they move?
Yes, they move.
I can pick one up.
Yep.
Do they have armrests?
They do not.
Yeah, I'll check my book for. I don't know. I don't want to like use this book as a crutch to just find answers to everything. But were they known for certain types of puzzles or traps or clues? You know what I mean? Like symbology in their culture. And then I'll roll and see what I get here. I failed.
You do not see anything about what kind of traps they use. You do see something in there that they like numbers.
I'll be like, yeah, Kiyomi, I don't see anything about this kind of stuff, but they love numbers. So, and maybe metal music, I'm not sure, just because the 313 thing, but
I think it has something to do with these chairs.
It's the only thing in the room that I can see, so I'd have to guess you're right. Also, I have no idea what you're talking about, metal music. You're making no sense.
Oh, yeah, right. Sorry, sometimes I forget where we are. Okay. Well, I guess, do you think it's the chairs? What do you mean?
Nyx is going to pick up two chairs from the side of the table closest to the door. with the numbers on it, and he's going to put them upside down on the table. Like, stack them like a cafeteria at a school or whatever.
How many chairs?
Two of them. And leave three of them down.
That number turns green.
Oh. He's going to go to the other side and do two more on that side.
And that number turns green.
And then he'll do it to not the head chair. Not the chair closest to the door we came in, but the... Yeah, no. He's going to do it to the one closest to the door we came in.
And that one turns green as well, and the door is open.
He's going to look at them, and he's just going to flex again.
I'm going to, as I walk by, I'm going to, like, ruffle your hair a little bit. And just be like, you know what? No matter what Kiyomi says, you're a smart guy. And then just walk away.
He's going to sit there for a minute, frown, and fix his hair.
If it wasn't for the incessant and insufferable flexing, I would have commended you. And Kiyomi kind of pompously just wanders off.
I'm going to try to open the door we came in originally.
It's open. They open themselves.
Oh, both doors open? Okay.
Yep.
Oh, we were trapped in this room?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even realize we were trapped. I must have missed that part.
It's when I went back to try to open the first door after this other one.
Oh, I must have missed that part. Okay.
Sweet. Okay. Gonna go in the next room.
So you see a little cove area. You see tables, chairs, and then at the end, you see a set of stairs that go down and a set of stairs that go up. And then off to your right-hand side, you see another door. It's open, and you see a room with a bunch of chairs and a little stage.
Hey, they might have actually enjoyed the metal band.
You know, it would make sense, because they kind of just disappeared one day. So maybe they were transported here and started an entire culture?
If that was the case, there'd be somebody here.
That's true.
You're going to go in the room with the stage.
Okay, so you go through, you can see the stairs, you walk by the stairs and go into this room and you just see chairs, a stage, and in the corner you see a water basin and a pixie flying over in the corner.
Like Peter Pan's size pixie or like?
Yeah, like 6-8 inches wings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Has a pink tint to the skin and purple hair, and it's wearing some green clothing.
I'm just going to walk over to it and just be like, hey, listen.
Are your friends here? I seen some other people a little while ago. Like 4 or 5 days ago. They were really nice. And you'll see her have a little coin. They gave me this.
Why'd they give you that?
I don't know. They just said I was cute.
All right.
Kiyomi wraps her hand around the hilt of her blade and says, I've never been one to trust pixies.
I'm going to like stand up like tall to my full like 6 feet in front of this pixie and just be like, look here, little thing. We need to know where an earring is. So you're going to tell us right now. And then, you want me to roll for that or no?
What, like an intimidation?
Yeah, aura, I think is what it is. That's terrify or persuade.
Yeah, aura.
Yeah. A failure with a 12?
Man, you and these fails tonight.
I'm not doing good.
Well, sir, you didn't have to come at me like that. I would have helped you, but you're really mean, sir. I don't want to help somebody mean. If you're nice to me, I might be able to help you.
Hearing okay. this pixie say that, Kiyomi lets go of the hilt of her blade and like fakes a smile.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm new to this world. There's so many just little things. Why are you all so little? Anyways.
Little.
I don't know what's aggressive, what's not aggressive. I'm just trying to find my place. I'm just trying to get home. I'm frustrated. I apologize.
Well, I'll have you know, I am big for a pixie.
Okay. Okay.
Can I head over to the water jar
and look inside? Yeah, you can. It's just water. You see some coins at the bottom.
About how many coins?
You can't see the bottom. It's just coins. You would guess it's around 50 to 80 coins.
Well, he's kind of a klepto, so I'm going to go ahead and try to, you know, stealthily grab those out of the water without her noticing.
While he's doing that.
So I want him to do a deft to sneak and see if he can do this since he wanted to sneak.
Okay. Pretty sure there was something. So I've easily overlooked. Says you would be a would-be observer is required to make an insight check to notice you unless you are making a conscious effort to be seen. Okay. Yeah. So I'll just make a def check, I guess.
Yeah.
Success with a 12. Ooh. I needed a 13. Sweet.
So you reach down without anybody noticing. You grab a handful of coins. You put them in your pocket. You grab 12 coins.
Nice.
So what's your name?
My name?
Yeah, your name.
Nobody's ever asked me my name before. I'm starting to like you.
All right, then.
My name's Izza.
Izza. Okay, well, I'm Jeff Jefferson. And we're here to find a very important earring. Do you think you could help us find it?
Well, I've only seen one earring.
And okay.
It was on a lady. Lady. She was wearing it. And she had these things with her. They didn't seem like they could think for themselves. Like, they only did what she said. It was really strange. I've never seen anybody like that before. And she actually made it dark around her. I've never seen it. It's always light.
Okay. That's good to know. Do you know where she went?
Well, you see that water over there?
Yeah.
If you make a wish and you put a coin in there, I'll tell you what you want to know.
So, okay. Sure. All right. I never spent my coin on anything, so I do have coin. I don't know how much I have, though. I don't know where to tell how much coin I have.
Wealth and rank.
Wealth and rank. There we go. Obviously, I never put it in there, but I never spent it. So I will take any random coin and put it in the water and wish out loud that this fairy will help me figure out where the lady with the earring went.
Is a collapse. Oh my gosh. Thank you.
You're welcome.
She went downstairs. With the creature that she was with.
Yeah. How do we get downstairs?
You just walk down the stairs.
It was the stairs we passed to come into this room, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm assuming, anyways.
And she points over those stairs over there, the only stairs.
Well, it's a big place, you know. Can't blame me for asking. There might be more than one set of stairs. I might regret this. Do you want to come with us?
I can, but I'm not going near that lady.
Yeah, yeah.
Did she seem like she wanted to fight?
She just seemed very angry. She didn't want to talk to me at all. She just, like, shooed me away, angry. And I ran, because she just made me feel empty inside, if that makes sense.
No, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but... Sounds like somebody who could use a little cutting down, if you know what I'm saying.
Yep.
Kiyomi, you got a sister in here, maybe?
No sisters.
It sounds like this fairy just described you.
Plenty of kindred spirits, though.
Well, thank you. And Nyx is going to walk towards the door.
You're welcome.
And Kiyomi's going to take off that way also. A little bit of restlessness. You can tell that her body language is she's just eager for a fight right now.
as I walk by, I'm going to flip another coin into the well and wish, say out loud, I wish this pixie would accompany us and keep walking.
Izza claps and flies on over and sits on your shoulder.
Perfect.
Simple creatures, pixies.
You and your pet have it.
if there's an option to get a pet, I'm going to take it.
Headed over to the stairs, gonna start going down the steps.
Okay. You get to the bottom of the steps, and it's a open area. You can't see anything on either side of you just yet. You haven't gone, just looking through the threshold. Do you want to go through?
Yes.
Yeah, let's move on through.
You guys get out of the stairwell, and you walk about 3 to 4 feet in, and these steel bars fall down on both sides and over the doorway. And on the wall on your left-hand side, you just see a countdown clock from 100, 99, 98, and a red button right underneath it. What do you guys do?
Can I do an insight check on the button to see if it's tied to another trap?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I get to roll that with edge because it's looking for danger. Success with a 10.
So you walk over and you just see a red button. It doesn't look like it's tied to anything worse that you can tell. But you can tell it does something with this trap.
Before he does that, I have an ability. It's called Fitful Sleep. Do you know this one, Steph, or do you want me to read it out?
Read it out for the listeners.
Okay. Sleep is a peaceful haven. While your body is refreshed, your mind is plagued with incoherent and disturbing images brought to you by the sealed names. Sometimes you understand the significance of these visions. So once per session, I can ask the GM for clues on anything puzzling about our adventure. So I would like to ask you... and that's it. This secret or clue is chosen by your GM and emerges as a fully formed thought in your mind. So, I would like to ask you, how do we get out of this trap without dying?
You see yourself sitting down, reading your book. Just reading. Doing nothing else.
That's all. I just see myself sitting down and reading a book?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to open my book and I'm just going to start reading it.
Now back to Nyx on that button. Were you wanting to do something with it?
You said it seems like it does nothing.
I said it doesn't seem like it does anything bad.
With this trap, okay.
Correct. It's not going to hurt you in any ways.
Are we in a cage or just the door that we came through and the walls or the sides?
So you're completely trapped. So you have a wall on one side where the button and the number is counting down. And then you have the stair with the wall on there, has bars down the stairs. And then you have bars that came down on all sides. So you're trapped inside of a cage. You can't get out, but there's only bars over the door and two walls that came down.
I'm going to turn to Izza. Do you know anything about this?
I do.
What's the solution here? It can't be as simple as push this button.
If you push a button, the number goes back up.
It goes back up?
Yeah. It's always fun. We come down here and we just count down. It's we train the other pixies how to count using this.
Yomi's going to let out like an irritated sigh and run up to the button and just slam it down.
Can I try to stop her?
I would say opposing might check. So whoever rolls lower on their might check wins.
I got a 7. You got a 50.
Oh, you got a special success.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, you got a special success. Special success for the listeners. It is anytime you roll exactly your number. So in this case, he had a might of 7. And he rolled a 7, so he gets a special success on any aptitude rolls. Okay, so okay. I'm allowed to give you some special thing for this circumstance. I kind of want you to act it out how you want to on this one, instead of me just telling you you stopped her.
I mean, I'm going to run up there and I'm going to slap her hand, like, to get her hand away. Wait, it's not that simple.
Have I found anything in my book from my vision? No.
No.
Okay. No. It was just sit down and read a book. Okay. I just continue to sit down and read my book.
And right now it says 40, 39, 38.
Izzo, what happens when this timer hits zero?
Well, what do you mean?
What happens when this timer hits zero? You say you guys come down here to practice counting. At some point, the timer has to hit zero. You said the button makes the timer go back up, so it resets the timer. There's not somebody down here forever, so what happens when it hits zero?
Oh. Yeah, it just stops.
The timer just stops? Nothing happens?
Yeah. The walls come up, the timer stops.
Okay, so the trick here is to do nothing.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Jeff?
I had a vision.
Okay.
It told me to read my book and just wait. And then I go back to my book.
And you guys wait. And it goes 3, 2, 1, 0. The walls come up. And where the numbers were, it says patience.
Yeah. Gonna flex and keep walking down the hall.
I feel so called out right now.
So, as the walls come up, you see a table, just like the one you had before. Off to the right hand side. And then there's a door in front of you, to your left. Actually, there's two doors to your left, one on the side wall and one on the back.
So the door we entered in, and then two more doors.
Yes, that's all you see. And over the
entrance,
table,
the entrance we came in. I don't know if there's a door there, but yeah, the entrance.
And I would assume you guys would be able to see in the table area, because this is all open except for those doors. There is a bookshelf. And the stones here aren't smooth like upstairs. They are more brick type. Like, you can see they're not all... There are a bunch of different stones on the wall, like with mortar and stuff in between them.
Huh?
The stones have any symbols on them?
No.
Are there any numbers around?
Not that you guys can see.
Is mortar?
There is a bookshelf in that table area.
I would like to try to analyze the pattern of these bricks again and see if any of them look out of order or unusual.
Yeah, and okay. Then I'll check out the bookshelf after that.
Do an insight check. For that.
A one. Nice.
You do see the bricks look like they've been moved around at some point on the table, on the far wall. You can see that it looks like it could be a little passageway, but when you go up there, you can't see how to open it.
And I'll call out to the group and, you know, let them know. Hey, I think a section of this wall opens up. And I'll kind of gesture to the wall.
Is the mortar awesome, wet? Awesome.
What'd you say next?
Is the mortar wet at all?
No, everything is completely dry.
You said there's a bookshelf too, right?
Yeah, I'm going to check that out.
Yeah.
Is there books on it?
There aren't. It's filled with books.
I'm just going to start looking at books and seeing what if there's anything that stands out.
Yeah, do an insight check.
Success.
One book looks like it is a little more worn than the others. And on the spine, it says virtues.
Virtues. Okay. I'm going to pull it out.
You pull it out?
Yeah.
And that door opens.
Oh. I'm going to turn around. I'm going to look at Nyx and I'm going to flex.
I'm going to give him the double thumbs up with a big grin.
Yeah.
And Kaomi's still over by that door, and she sees it open. And she looks in, and there's a guy in a suit. He's got an eye patch, brown hair, a sword, and he's sitting eating dinner.
Can I open the book and just, I don't want to read it. I just want to quickly get a gist of, like, what is this book about other than the word virtues?
It does not come off. It just pulls.
Oh, okay. It's like a lever, but it's still attached. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I'll walk up to the door too and look inside. Go, Izza, do you know who this is?
He looks up. Are you here to rescue me? I've been stuck down here for a long time. 4 or 5 days.
I mean, if you need rescuing, sure.
Hold on. Who are you and why are you here in the first place?
I am Hans. I was the team's butler. They call me the Battle Butler.
The team's?
Yes, the team. Kalami sent before.
Kalami?
Yeah. The god of Ketsu? He sent us down here to recover an earring. And this lady with this dark, dark aura, she killed everyone and left me in here. She keeps bringing food, but I don't know why.
He brings food?
She.
Yeah, like the dark lady, she's the one bringing you food?
No, it's a creature.
Oh.
It does everything she says, but doesn't talk.
Okay.
It's strange.
I'd like to do an insight check on this dude to see if I can tell if he's like lying or, you know, trying to be a little deceptive. Can I do that?
Yeah. Yeah, do an insight check.
Probably gonna fail. Yeah, fail. 18.
You're rolling.
You think he's telling the truth?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you don't see anything.
Like, you know what? What would you say your name was again there?
Hans.
Hans, I'm Jeff Jefferson. Why don't you get out of that chair and let's get out of here?
He gets up, starts walking out.
As he's walking out, I'll be like, you know, I have a butler myself, but I scared him off or something. I don't know. I could try again tomorrow.
Why would you scare off your butler?
Well, I didn't scare him. I tried to get him to do something for me, and I guess he didn't want to or something. I'm not really sure. I don't know how it all works.
That's not how butlers are. We're here to serve.
Well, he's more of a squire than a butler, but I kind of make him do butler things sometimes.
Okay.
All right. So now there's another door in this room, right?
There's two doors. Off to the left and right from where you're at.
Are they wood with brass handles as well?
One is, and another one is a dual door. With these circular, shiny metal, gray metal, like poles on them.
Okay. I'm going to try to open the left door. Actually, before I attempt to open this door, I want to check it for traps. Insight. There we go. Success with a 6.
Okay. And which door did you want to check?
The left one.
Okay, the double door?
Yes.
So you see on there that it doesn't look trapped, but you get an eerie feeling.
I don't feel right about this door, guys.
What do you mean?
I've had this thing from when I was a kid that anytime that I get this sickening feeling in my stomach, there's something going to hurt me.
It's not gas?
No, it's too precise to be gas.
Okay. Sad to be sure.
Bad feeling.
Your tiny bodies, I figured maybe you produce more gas, less gas? I don't know. Anyways.
I don't think we should go through this door.
All right.
Let's go through this one. I'm going to put my ear up to this next door. Try to listen through it.
You don't hear anything.
I'm going to grab the handles and open it.
Nothing happens. You guys go in. And it's a library. Just shelves of books everywhere. Hans walks in and grabs a book off the shelf and starts to look at it.
He like beelined it for a certain book?
Yep.
I'm gonna try to see what book he's reading.
It says Rituals of Sorcerers.
I'm gonna try to get Kiyomi's attention without being obvious about it.
Okay, roll a deft.
Okay. Special success.
Nice.
Clutch.
So you signal over to her?
Yeah, what I'm trying to do is basically get her to get behind Aunt Hans.
Yeah, well, you get her attention, yeah. And she knows exactly what you mean.
Okay. And then I'm going to walk in front of Hans and be like, hey, Hans.
Yes, Jeff.
What you reading there?
Just a ritual book. They're all ritual books. This one just seemed interesting. I've never met a sorcerer before.
You seem to go right for it, though. Why is that?
Well, I just walked in and just grabbed one, really.
He only moves up quickly, right behind him.
Are you like are you attacking him or just moving up?
No, just moving up.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm going to roll something real quick.
To notate, if we choose to attack in the rulebook, it says that the person wanting to attack has to scream, I attacked you.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, that's exactly what you have to do.
All right. You got to roll something.
It says, or something along those lines.
Yeah. Nyx is looking around the room, by the way.
Hans does not notice that you got any closer to him.
Hans, can I see that book?
Sure. And he hands it over.
I look at the page he was reading. What is it?
You just see I can't think of the word.
Spirit?
Like a pentagram, like you'd put on the floor, but it's not pentagram. I can't think of what that's called off the top of my head right now. But like a circle with different lines inside of it.
Yeah, like a ritual circle.
Yeah, a ritual circle. There we go. I couldn't think of the dang name of it.
Okay.
You see a ritual circle and then a list of ingredients at the bottom. And on top, it says summoner ritual.
If you were trapped in here, how'd you know all these books are about rituals, Hans?
Well, I didn't get caught before we got to the book room.
Is there another door out of here?
No.
Yeah, all right. Grasp the hilt of her sword.
Okay, do you think that I've had a short period of observation or the significance of one turn during a fight? Has that amount of time gone by?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I want to know what what he fears the most. I have an ability called Dreadful that allows me to detect what someone fears the most.
You have to roll for that at
all? Yeah, I gotta do an aura check.
Okay.
So it's like, I might have an edge on this. No, I don't. Okay. Failure.
You, can't quite read Hans. He's very collected in his demeanor, in his actions, and his appearance. You do see that it seems like it's been... He said it's been 4 or 5 days, but his suit is pristine.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna be like, okay, enough's enough, Hans. And I'm gonna go up to my full height and be like, something's wrong with you. There's something up. You're gonna tell us right now. And I'm gonna like flick my eyes towards Kiyomi. Like, get him. Don't attack him. Get him.
Alright, I want you to do another aura check to see if you... persuade him.
Yeah, so I have an edge. I realize now. I didn't realize that before the first time I did. I have an edge on roles that involve intimidating, frightening, or repulsing someone.
Okay.
Unmitigated success.
That's a one.
That's a one.
Okay. Hans takes a step to the side and says, Leja killed everyone and said she wants a helper that can actually think for themselves. She's kept me in that room and fed me and it's kept me prisoner. And if I leave, I'll die.
Okay, but then why is your suit so clean if you've been here for that many days? Explain that.
Well, that part is, I'm a butler. I bring everything to clean myself with.
So why'd you leave the room if it's going to lead to your death?
Not the room. I can't leave so far outside of her.
I don't know. I don't feel like we can trust you. Kill me? What do you think?
He doesn't seem formidable.
Hans grabs his sword and just puts his hands on it, on his side.
Nyx is going to move closer at this point. So you said he stepped to the side. I'm assuming to get out in between both of them.
Yes, towards the door.
Okay. Can Nyx sneak up behind him? Since he is more or less distracted with those two.
Yeah, you guys concerned him.
You want me to roll anything for that?
No, you didn't walk all the way in and go to the bookshelf.
Okay.
So I assumed you were close to the door.
Yeah. I'm just gonna slowly walk up behind him, very quietly.
All right, Kelmy, what do we want to do here?
What do you mean? I haven't done anything to you.
You're sus.
I told you everything.
Yeah, but if we kill her, then you could possibly die as well, so why would you help us?
I don't know if she dies, if I'm free, or if I die with her. I just don't want her out in the world anymore.
All right, this is what I think. I think we keep him, but he's in front of us at all times.
Kiyomi nods.
All right, now. You've been here longer than us. Do you know how we can find her?
She's in this room right here with the two doors. It's the ritual room.
Ritual for what?
Whatever ritual you want to do.
What kind of ritual is she planning?
That I cannot say. She had me grab several books, but I don't know what they mean. That one you just took from me? That was the last book she requested, but she forgot to leave the door open for me, so I could never get it for her.
Okay, I'll take a closer look at this ritual then, to try to figure out what exactly it's for. To summon, I know he said it's summoning, but like summon what?
It doesn't say, it just says summoning ritual. That's it?
That's it.
Yep. It doesn't say what it's summoning, who it's summoning. Okay. If it's summoning a person, a demon, anything. It doesn't say any of that. It says summoning.
Well, human, what we do know is there's a summoning ritual happening or soon to be happening. I think we need to go into this room.
Can I pickpocket him to see what's in his pockets?
Hans?
Yes.
You can attempt.
Okay. I get an edge on deftness rolls when removing items from people, so...
That's a very specific edge.
It is. It's my rank 3 one. But it also goes with my ability Sticky Fingers that allows me to pickpocket people while combating them. Which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Success with a 9.
You pickpocket him?
Yes.
And all you see is coins. Little pieces of food. A handkerchief. That's it.
How many coins are we talking?
8.
I'll take those coins. And then slowly walk back towards the door, so as if I was never behind them.
And you guys leave the library, and that's where we'll end this one.